Well, today we have the passage from St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 12, beginning in the 49th verse. We have the Lord teaching his disciples that I have come to set the earth on fire. He says, oh, how I wish it were already blazing. What is he referring to here? What is this fire that he's talking about? Well, in Scripture, fire, of course, is referring to the Holy Spirit, primarily that he desires the earth be on fire with the love of God, with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes fire is referring to God's judgment upon the world. But we see here that he desires this. I wish it was already blazing, the Lord said, to set the earth on fire. And this fire of love for God, there is so much lukewarmness and coldness in the world that he wishes the earth be on fire of love for God, that he wishes to send his Holy Spirit upon the world. I remember a number of years ago, and they maybe still have these today, what was called fire rallies, very powerful weekend retreats and conferences where they would pray for the Holy Spirit. And they called them fire rallies because the Catholics would gather together and they had these four main points. Fire stood for faith, intercession, repentance, and evangelization. And that should be our life as well, right? That we have to be men and women of faith. We just began a few days ago the year of faith, and the Holy Father, Pope Benedict, is really hoping that this year will be a year of renewal, that we will study the catechism, study the Bible, that we will deepen our faith. There's so many things we can do during this year to develop our faith and to grow in our faith. I would say especially by reading every day for 20 to 30 minutes, by listening to educational CDs every day for 20 to 30 minutes. So develop your faith. Second, intercession. Keep praying for others. Interceding. Our job is to intercede for our church, for our country, for the elections. There's so much to intercede for in our country today and in the world today. We have to intercede for your spouses, for your children, for your grandchildren. So you are God's most powerful intercessors. You're here at daily Mass. Third, repentance. We have to repent. That's one of the part of the gospel message, to repent of our sins. So we go to confession regularly and faithfully and have true repentance. And then fourth is evangelization, to go out and share our faith. The world will continue on its merry way to hell unless we evangelize it, unless we try to bring the world to Jesus Christ. So we have to evangelize, to share the good news of Jesus Christ. And it is such a wonderful blessing to have the fullness of the faith, to have the Catholic faith, to have the Eucharist, the seven sacraments, our Blessed Mother, the angels and the saints. We have so much to offer, but do we share the faith? Do we evangelize? So I hope we can do that. So Jesus says, I have come to set the earth on fire. Oh, how I wish it were already blazing. Then the Lord predicts his own death and sufferings. He says, there is a baptism with which I must be baptized. It's a baptism of blood. It's the scourging, it's the crowning with thorns, the carrying of the cross, the crucifixion. That was his baptism into death. But then he will rise again at Easter, at the resurrection. Jesus says, how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. See, we know that Jesus is God, but he's also man. We see his humanity speaking. How great is my anguish, my distress, because he saw the weight of all this coming upon him, the weight of the sins of the world. Then he says, do you think I have come to establish peace on the earth? Well, we know that the Lord says, my peace I leave you, my peace I give you, not as the world gives peace. So the Lord came to give us peace, but it is an interior peace, this deep peace, this shalom that only God can give. And even in the midst of sufferings, those who are close to the Lord have peace. But that's not what he's talking about here. He says, do you think I've come to establish peace on the earth? He says, no, because of my teachings, because of people following me, there'll be division. from now on households will be divided, two against three or three against two, parents against children, etc. And what the Lord predicted came true. We have this in the early church when people became Christian. Their family, they'd be excommunicated from the synagogue. They'd be excommunicated from their family. They'd be considered dead. They would be rejected by their family if they converted to Christianity. The first 300 years, if one of the members of the family became a Christian, they could be turned into the government by one of the other family members. Just read the lives of any of the early martyrs. Most of them came from pagan families. They converted to the Christianity. Because of that, their families disowned them, turned them into the government. Many of them were killed for their faith. So the Lord, what the Lord predicted came true. I just finished listening to an amazing CD, Catholic Lighthouse CD, on Saint Philomena, the young 13-year-old virgin and martyr who was basically was turned over by her family to Diocletian. He wanted to marry her. She refused. She'd already made a vow of virginity to Jesus. And her family, even though they had converted from paganism to Christianity, were not willing to defend her and allowed Diocletian to arrest her and torture her, scourge her, tried to drown her, shot her with arrows, and eventually beheaded her for her faith and for her preservation of the virtue of chastity and the vow that she had made. So again, we see what the Lord said, that you know there'll be division, parents against children, etc. will happen. And as one author said, in many parts of the world today, becoming a Christian means severing all ties with family. Sometimes these families have conspired with the government in the person's death sentence. In more tolerant countries like the U.S., families may deeply resent converts, shunning them and disinheriting them. In all circumstances, Jesus is Lord. Every other relationship comes after that. Are you willing to risk your family's disapproval in order to follow the Lord?